Welcome back. Well, a meeting at Buckingham Palace has sealed the deal. Boris Johnson is the UK's new Prime Minister. The freshly minted leader is said to take a unifying approach to government, which looks beyond Brexit by bringing a new can-do spirit to the country. Former UK member of Parliament Peter Hain has likened some of Johnson's actions to that of US President Donald Trump and joins us with his assessment of what Johnson brings into the fray and what some of the spillover effects are likely to be. Thanks so much, Peter, for joining us this evening. So Johnson's appointment has seen some ministers already announce their resignations. We've had Finance Minister Philip Hammond amongst the lot. So clearly we have some feeling they just can't.
No, they can't. And interestingly, he's also surrounded himself with his key personal aid appointees, his advisers and support staff, of the leaders of the support staff in the Leave campaign during the referendum 3 years ago. So it's very clear that he's going to pursue a very tough, hard Brexit, which I think will be disastrous for the country. And so does the former finance minister, as you said, Philip Hammond, who's resigned from the government, as have other senior ministers who won't serve with him.
Yeah.
So Boris Johnson is going to lead a very sectarian government, that it's going to crash out of Europe if the European Union doesn't do some kind of deal with him. But I can't see how it can meet Boris Johnson's demands, because it's already done a deal, and that's an international treaty. It's a legal treaty between the UK and the European Union. I don't think they're going to back away from that.
With that being said, we've had many say that Boris Johnson has been deaf to warnings from business about the potential catastrophe. His determination to pull out of the UK, the UK out of the EU by the 31st of October could unleash on the country, on the continent as a whole. What are some of the red flags he's simply ignoring?
Well, all the evidence. The government of which he was a member until last year, until he flounced out of the cabinet, has published study after study showing catastrophic impacts. This is the Conservative government of Theresa May and Boris Johnson, saying that it would be bad for trade, bad for business. Suddenly tariffs going up at the border between Calais and Dover, affecting half our trade. I mean, half our trade is with the European Union countries. It's not like it's a small deal with a small trading country. It's the biggest, richest single market in the world. And Boris Johnson is prepared to turn his back on it. And one of the problems is he's never had a plan, and still doesn't, I think, unless he reveals some magic solution, which I don't think there is one. He's never had a plan for Brexit. So he's led the country in the campaign 3 years ago, and now he's leading the country as Prime Minister, just charging ahead, saying effectively to British citizens and to the rest of the world, we have no idea where we're going, but we're going there anyway. This is madness on stilts.
Exactly, and it's his character and, I guess, personality that makes this all the more dangerous as we, you know, travel down this path. Having said that, though, we've had outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May, once full of bravado as well, saying that no deal is better than a bad deal. I mean, do you see him eventually going down her path as well and realizing, once he's in it, the extent of that madness?
Well, I would hope so. But you can never tell with Boris Johnson. In that sense, he's the same as Donald Trump, the completely erratic, unpredictable. And that delights their hard base. But it's a very small sect in Boris Johnson's case. It's not a majority of the country at all. Mm-hmm. Although they do see him as a card and a bit of a character and a bit of an anti-politician, anti-political politician, as they see Trump as well. So he's got a following. But he's going to come up against reality, and then there are two things are going to happen. Either he's going to betray his supporters and his very fanatical ones, who's got in the Tory party leadership because they're well populated amongst the Tory members, or he's going to take the country over the edge into a really bad place.
Yeah, we talk about these ramifications here, and you know, a part of it is the country being set for a collision course with Brussels, the British Parliament, and Tehran as well. What do you see this meaning or spelling for the South African economy, with the UK, the EU sitting as our biggest trading partners?
Well, the British economy is going to be badly weakened. It already has been. there's no investment from the private sector going in because businesses have got no confidence. That businesses always need confidence to plan ahead and invest, and they stopped investing now for at least a year. And this saga is going to get worse. I've been saying for 9 months on Brexit, I don't know what's going to happen because nobody can predict, except that it's going to get worse. And I predict now to you that it will get worse. And that will have even more of a shock to the business community in Britain and to our economy. So what is effectively happening too is a fanatical determination to just break out of the European Union at all costs is effectively damaging jobs and business confidence and investment. Now, British prime ministers should be trying to lead the country in a responsible fashion, instead of which Boris Johnson is careering through into number 10 and beyond with making promises he cannot possibly deliver.
What does South Africa do to mitigate against that risk? Can it do anything?
I think it can wait and watch and negotiate the best deal that it can possibly do, and a lot of work's already gone into that. I remember talking to the previous Trade Minister, Rob Davis, who's a friend, mm-hmm. about all of that work. So a lot of that work has already gone on. But South Africa inevitably is going to be hit by this because Britain's close links with South Africa historically and culturally and economically are going to be battered by this. Britain is going to be diminished, already has been, by the shambles. We've had a complete chaos in Parliament, where I sit in the House of Lords now rather than as an MP as I did, and chaos in the government. And that's not good for international confidence, and it's certainly not good for the South African for the South African economy either.
Absolutely not. Let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Peter, for having us in studio this evening. Of course, Peter Haynes, former UK Member of Parliament.